أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا وقال تعالى إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية Alhamdulillah, indeed all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sustainer of the world. And we send durood and salam, peace and salutations upon our noble master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to His infinite grace, kindness and mercy upon us, has blessed us with many qualities, many bounties and many favors. And perhaps at times a person take out time to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the same. So a person has reached a certain age and is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting him so many years. Someone is sick in the family, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this person is cured. A person expresses his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is perhaps in need of a certain entity and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking Allah for that. And Allah grants him the same and a person is grateful. And this is how it should be. Did I take out time to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the most precious commodity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could ever bestow upon any person? And that is iman. According to our understanding, our level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Quran al-Kareem the value of this iman. That every person knows the value of gold, a single coin, 16,000 rand perhaps. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to our understanding, gives us the value of the iman that we have. That I am reciting La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What does this mean? How valuable it is. Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ. That those people who die in condition of disbelief, On the day of Qiyamah, they will be ready to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this entire world filled with gold, so that they can get what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given the believers. فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it will never be accepted from them. In other words, this iman that I have, that you have, not only is it more valuable than this world, but had this entire world been filled with gold. As I mentioned, we know the value of gold. If this entire world is filled with gold, then too this iman is more valuable. And each and every person sitting here knows that today I am a reciter of this kalima, I am a believer. Our aim and objective is to make sure that we leave this world with this kalima. So how do we do this? One prescription given in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you are grateful, I will increase for you. In other words, any bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person, if this person expresses gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah's promise is, not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this person with that bounty, but Allah's promise is, I will definitely increase it for you. So in order for me to leave this world with iman, I need to express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not something very difficult, something far-fetched. A simple sentence, Allahumma lakal hamdu ala ni'matil iman. Oh Allah, I'm grateful to you for this bounty of iman. Allahumma lakal hamdu ala ni'matil islam. Oh Allah, today I'm grateful for you for this bounty of Islam. Perhaps less than a minute it would take us. But I need to understand why I am doing this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many favors, as I mentioned. And simply because a person has iman, their favors are showered upon a person. We're going to give you one example now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created angels. And these angels never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person has iman, the ayah of the Quran states, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَ Those angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those around the arsh, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ They hymn the praises, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they believe in Allah. And this is the reason and purpose of their creation, we understand. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them added responsibilities. And these are not just the plain simple angels. These are the angels who throng around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are their duties? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the first thing they do is, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا They seek forgiveness on behalf of those people who have iman. So perhaps today I didn't ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive me for whatever I've done. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me. I forgot. Perhaps for the past week I haven't turned to Allah seeking His forgiveness. But simply because I have iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this angels this responsibility that these servants of mine, they have iman, so you do this, seek forgiveness on their behalf. Doesn't end there. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا They continue saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our Rabb, your mercy and your kindness covers everything. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا The second dua they are making for the believers. Oh Allah, those people who turn to you in repentance. So what's the difference? The first group of people didn't turn to Allah. Made a mistake, I didn't turn to Allah, yet these angels are saying, oh Allah, forgive him. The second group realizes I've done something wrong. So he asks Allah, oh Allah, you forgive me. These angels are imploring Allah, oh Allah, these people who are turning to you, Allah, accept their tawbah. Um adab al jahim. The third dua they are making for us, O Allah, save them from the fire of Jahannam. So I'm living in this world. I know I have needs and desires. I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do I ask for? Am I limiting my queries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to these worldly things? Have I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me? Did I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on me? Oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam, a reality. Did I once say that in the past week? Okay, I forgot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry, you have iman. I've got someone doing this on your behalf. And it continues. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِنِ الْوَعَدْتَهُمْ They say, oh our Rabb, Enter these people who have iman, into the Jannah that you have promised them. And how merciful, great is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the condition of a human being. Social butterflies, they call them. So I need a family. I need to live with my children, my parents, my wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels that make this dua also, وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. Their parents, their spouses and their children, oh Allah, you enter them also into Jannah. And a final dua they're making, وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Oh Allah, save them from all evils. We know at the time, as we're going closer to Qiyamah, the times are not going to get any better. So perhaps because I'm very busy in my worldly life, I'm worried about my children, I'm worried about my wife, my parents, the business, the family, everything else that's happening around me, I forget to make these du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, I've got a group of angels that's making these du'as for you. What lesson do I have to take from this is, if these are the du'as that the angels are making, I should be making the same du'a. This is what I'm supposed to be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. So the first lesson for today is, Allah has blessed us all with iman. And with this iman, Allah has given us so many other favors. We need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That 1 minute every day, that, oh Allah, I'm grateful and thankful for this iman that you have given me. Let us take out time to make that dua. In the beginning, I've recited a verse of the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna hadaynahu sabila imma shakira wa imma kafura. As far as the human being is concerned, verily we have shown him the path. Now he chooses. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. Either he's going to be a grateful person or an ungrateful person. The thing that differentiates the human from other creatures, other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the animals, the insects, the fish, the flies, whatever we're saying, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us intellect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power to make a choice. Various verses of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's two groups of people. As those who have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be driven in groups to Jannah. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And on the converse, الَّذِينَ كَفَّرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. A person decides not to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they'll be driven in droves also to Jahannam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those people who do good, with the iman that they have, they are the best of people. And on the other side of the coin, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Those who does believe, they are the worst of people. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Anyone who does an atom's worth of good, he will be shown it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. You do an atom's worth of evil also, you will be shown it. So there's two people. The human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the choice. You decide where you want to go, who you want. Now what's going to motivate me to make the right choice? How do I know what I'm doing is right or wrong? That I'm going to be with the group that's going to be to going to Jannah or the group that's going to Jahannam. Certain aspects will motivate my decision. I need to understand why I've been created. Why am I on the surface of the earth? Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The only reason I've created jinn and man is so that they worship me, so that they recognize me. That's my object of coming here. In other words, every decision I take should be taking me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I've got this phone in my hand. And there's a pop-up. Join the club. I got a choice. Yes or no? What's going to let me make the right decision? I'm on the internet doing my work. Pop-ups, all the time they come. I have to make a decision. I have to make a choice. So once I know why I'm on the surface of this earth, this is going to help me, inshallah, in making the right choice. The second thing that should be helping me is the Allah consciousness. Many verses of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us Exhortation to increase this quality of taqwa, Allah consciousness. Ramadan is going to come, they're going to tell us this verse. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Comes to a hajj, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. We need to encapsulate within us this quality of taqwa. So Allah mentions it time and again in the Quran. Taqwa simply means to be aware of Allah. So whatever to do, Allah knows I'm doing it. I need to understand that. When this quality of taqwa is there, and this desire is there also to commit something evil, something wrong, this quality of taqwa motivates me to do the right thing. I go one step further. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Each and every person is going to die. I like it or not, believe it or not, this is the reality. So how is this going to motivate me? On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints the picture of the two groups of people. Allah ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهُ. On the day of Qiyamah, those people who are given their books of deeds in the right hand, a sign that you are successful, like in an examination, a pupil is ecstatic, I've passed, what does he do? فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهُ. He's going to tell everyone, look at my book of deeds. Read it. Ha umuqra'u kitabiyya. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyya. In this world I knew very well that this day is going to come. I'm going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fahuwa fi 'eeshatin radiyah fi jannatin 'aliyah. Allah ta'ala mentions this person now is going to go and live a life of bliss. On the converse, we get in school also those students who don't want to learn. When it comes end of the year, I'll worry. So Allah Ta'ala says also, أَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ. Those people who are given their books of deeds in the left hand, a sign that now you have failed. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. They're going to wish and shout, if only I didn't get my report. Like that boy who didn't work throughout the year, he knows my results. No, there's no reports. The principal says, next year we'll get the report. I'm sick, I don't want to go to school. He doesn't want to receive that card of his. يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And it's better for me that I don't know what the result is, because I know what I've done in the past. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَرَضِيَ. He's going to make this dua that the death that he once tasted, that would have killed and sorted his problem out. So if I die, I don't have to worry. But there's life after death. There's another stage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Ma aghna anni maliya. He's going to stand in front of Allah, in front of everyone and saying, the wealth that I had, this didn't avail me, did not help me. Halaka anni sultaniya. All my friends that I thought they're going to be assisting me today, they have all gone away. Khuduhu faghulluhu thumma al-jahima salluhu. Allah ta'ala will say, take him and throw me in the fire of Jahannam. So this belief in the Akhirah, is that the thing that's going to tell me what am I going to do and what shouldn't I do? So I've got on the one hand the reason why I've been created. Number two, that I've got this quality of taqwa that's going to help and guide me. The third thing is this belief in the Akhirah. And as I mentioned, we all are going to die. Many a people, when a person speaks of death, then they say, no, let's not talk about that now. So a Sahabi radiallahu anhu comes and he mentions this, that I was with a 10 group, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu most probably. I was with a group of 10 people and I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man akyasun nas wa ahzamun nas? O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, who is the most prudent and intelligent of men? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards Sahaba radiallahu anhu for such questions. Because we've got the answers today. Had they not asked this, we perhaps wouldn't have known. If someone tells us today who's the most intelligent person, where does our mind go? Perhaps if a person becomes a president, he's got so many degrees behind him, he's running so many companies. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِ. The most intelligent person is that person who remembers death the most and makes preparations for the same. So I need to be counted among the intelligent ones. Everyone wants to be. Am I remembering death as often as I should be? As we mentioned, the student that came there, he failed perhaps the end of the year. A person made a wrong decision, so next year I'm going to change it. The business had a flop this year, next year inshallah we'll have another plan and it will work out right. Unfortunately for the human being, you only get one chance. One chance to make this choice where you're going to go and who you want to be. Once a person leaves this world, there's no coming back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِ لَرَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. That on that day of Qiyamah, when you see the evildoers, the wrongdoers, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their heads bowed down in shame. We're using the example of the student, he done something wrong. So he comes in the principal office, how does he stand? They're going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا. Wallah, now we have seen, we have heard. فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Return us to the earth, tell me you'll do good. إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Now we have the full yaqeen. No benefit. Everything the person supposed to have done, the choices he is supposed to have made, was to be in this world. We only get one chance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us all with intellect. A person knows not when he's going to leave this world, so he can say at the end, okay, when I come towards the end, I'll change my life. Every person is waiting. Am I ready for death? Am I ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If not, then I need those actions that's going to make me such a being that's going to be happy to meet Allah, and Allah in turn will be happy to meet him. Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. That person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who loves to meet Allah, Allah will love to meet him as well. So a simple message for today. Allah has blessed us with the choice. We need to make the right choice in order for us to see that we are successful. And regarding the same thing, aspect here, that a person makes choice. You need to choose who your friends are. You need to choose what am I going to be doing. Who am I spending my time with? Next weekend, inshallah, in Azhar, there will be an ijtima taking place for a person to basically create his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Create a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what we call tazkiyah, purify your soul. So when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you meet your fellow human being, you're a different person. You are that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires us to be. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. Firstly, as I mentioned, the first thing is that daily we should take our time to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the iman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Remember death. And do those actions which inshallah will make us of those people who will be given their book of deeds in the right hand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.